For perhaps too long, farmers have preferred to stay out of the spotlight, opting to quietly produce safe, affordable, wholesome food. Research suggests that as consumers in the developed world take that food supply for granted, farmers can no longer sit on the sidelines while others lead the discussion about the safety or the quality or the wholesomeness of that food. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance furthered efforts to get farmers and their customers conversing together at a higher level during the second Food Dialogues event held earlier this week in Los Angeles, California. USFRA Chairman Bob Stallman says the meaningful conversations held during the dialogues are critically important.
Well, I think it's the kind of conversation we need to have. You know, we don't need to be shouting at each other, which has been occurring way too much in society and in some of the popular media. But this was really a recitation of sort of the issues, the concerns, the perceptions surrounding technology and the use of it in agriculture. You know, what will it mean for the future? What does it mean now?
Stallman is a Texas farmer and currently president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He says it's important for farmers and non-farm consumers to get past pro-con discussions and have a more thoughtful discussion about the meaning of science, technology, and societal concerns with food production.
Farmers and ranchers have been really good about producing, growing things. Tagline is, we've sort of raised everything but our voices, and now we realize that we have to get out there and talk about what we do in a very honest, open, transparent fashion, and I think we're making progress in doing that.
The Food Dialogues grew from a recognition by the leaders and stakeholders of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance that simply producing a good product is no longer good enough.
It's easy to deliver, if you will, because we know how to do that to those who just want our product and aren't going to worry too much about some of the broader issues. But if we don't address the concerns and listen to that smaller group that have a host of other issues that we're not used to dealing with around the way we produce and or the way we raise and grow food, you're going to have an expansion of that discussion, and maybe to our detriment in terms of making decisions in the policy world that, you know, are based more on perception as opposed to reality.
While farmers have traditionally been very active and engaged with public policy, the notion of getting involved in public relations and talking directly with the customer is a relatively new development.
The policy arena, we've been engaged in that for a long time. We know how to do that pretty well. We have major challenges there. But by not being engaged sort of in the public relations arena, we're actually making our public policy work more difficult. From a marketing standpoint, and frankly from the standpoint of us having the trust of consumers to continue to do what we do, continue to do it better in the future, you know, that's why we need to have that sort of public relations. And I don't even view it as public relations. I go back to calling it a conversation, you know, having a more direct conversation with consumers.
The Farmer Rancher Alliance hopes that the dialogue started during the Los Angeles event this month will continue online at fooddialogues.com. And via Twitter using the hashtag FoodD. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.